CAISO Monitor seeks speedy replacement of interim e-dam congestion revenue approach, written by David Krause, and read by an automated voice. CAISO's Department of Market Monitoring urged the ISO to replace its interim congestion revenue allocation, or CRA rules under its forthcoming extended day-ahead market as soon as practicable. E-dam's interim CRA rules will apply initially to PUSIF ICOR, the market's first participant, in May. But these rules can create incentives to self-schedule resources, which can have detrimental market impacts, CAISO's DMM said in March 9 comments to the ISO's E-DAM initiative. In 2025, CAISO began work on new CRA rules in cases of parallel, or loop flows, after PowerX published a paper contending the E-DAM model contained a design flaw with potentially $1 billion in unjustifiable charges at stake. The ISO kicked off an expedited allocation design process in March 2025, resulting in a FERC-approved interim design in August 2025. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. The need to replace the interim CRA rules will become more important as additional balancing areas join E-DAM and increase the potential for cross-BA congestion impacts within the E-DAM, DMM said. There may be several options to replace the interim CRA, and whichever option is chosen, the replacement allocation should not be tied to the actual schedules in the market, including schedules resulting from cleared economics offers, DMM said. Certain CRA designs can create incentives for market participants to submit offers not consistent with their true marginal costs, which can undermine the purpose of the market and potentially lead to market dysfunction, DMM said. A CRA replacement process therefore should ensure that a CRA is not tied to cleared schedules in the E-DAM, DMM said. The interim design could incent self-scheduling rather than economic bidding of generation in certain circumstances, CAISO Policy Development Manager Milos Bosanac told RTO Insider on March 24. The extent to which market participants will exercise their transmission rights through a self-schedule to fully limit their congestion cost exposure is something that will be monitored through operational experience, Bosanac said. The ISO is committed to transparent and frequent reporting on congestion in the E-DAM footprint, bidding patterns and congestion allocation among E-DAM balancing areas, he added. CAISO is in phase 2 of its CRA design for E-DAM, which is looking at how to eliminate or reduce self-schedule incentives and ensure symmetry in allocation of parallel flow congestion revenues for CAISO balancing areas. Phase 2 will result in a new long-term CRA design to congestion revenue allocation. CAISO plans to release this phase 2 proposal by Q2 2027, Bosanac said. CRA design should ensure that revenues are distributed equitably to avoid cost shifts between E-DAM balancing authority areas, CAISO staff said in a February presentation on the subject. The new design also should support transmission customers' firm transmission rights, or CRRs, that can manage and hedge congestion risk exposure, staff said. In January, the California Public Utilities Commission asked CAISO to pause CRAs in E-DAM if participants begin to game the market through extensive self-scheduling. CAISO must continue to improve its understanding and modeling of unscheduled parallel flows on its system associated with all BA Austin WEC, Justin Cockrell, Assistant General Counsel with DC Energy California, said in March 9 comments to the ISO. This improved understanding and modeling is essential both for developing more accurate CRR auction models and other related CRR enhancements in the CAISO and for developing durable approaches to congestion revenue allocation and SEAMS issues as E-DAM expands and evolves, Cockrell said.